This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that space sector startups have shown their trust in the government. During an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector, Mr. Modi urged the CEOs to remain consistent in their efforts and build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world. He noted that an enabling environment must be created in the country where people from across the world see India as the preferred destination to build their careers and future in the space sector.
हमें ऐसा एक औरा खड़ा कर देना चाहिए कि इस फील्ड में दुनिया भर के लोगों को जिंदगी बनानी है, हिंदुस्तान जाओ, भारत की कोई स्टार्टअप से जुड़ जाओ, भारत की कोई स्पेस एजेंसी से जुड़ जाओ। मैं पक्का मानता हूं जी, पूरा टैलेंट पूल जो है एक मैग्नेट की तरह हम खींच सकते हैं और वो हमारी एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत बन सकता है।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट इंडिया इज हाईली कंपेटिटिव इन टर्म्स ऑफ कॉस्ट एंड हैव क्वालिटी टैलेंट विद अ स्ट्रांग रिस्क टेकिंग कैपेसिटी। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दिस कॉम्बिनेशन गिव्स द कंट्री द पोटेंशियल टू एस्टैब्लिश इटसेल्फ रैपिडली एज अ लीडिंग प्लेयर इन द ग्लोबल स्पेस सेक्टर। यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह विल इनॉग्रेट द 2-day 9th National Security Strategies Conference, NSSC, in New Delhi today. The 2-day conference will be held in hybrid format, combining physical and virtual modes. Over 850 officers from various security forces and police forces from across the country will deliberate on various contemporary matters and challenges to national security during the conference. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 27th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation, IRIGC-TEC, with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov in Moscow today. He will also meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. India is projected to have 10.8 crore affluent consumers by 2036, surpassing China's 10.3 crore, according to the latest report by Nielsen IQ, NIQ and World Data Lab. The report defines affluent consumers as people spending more than $90 a day. India is estimated to have about 2.6 crore affluent consumers in 2026 and is projected to add 8.2 crore over the next decade. Indian Grandmaster Pranesh M. has emerged victorious at the prestigious Kanizsa Open 2026 in Nagy Kanizsa, Hungary. The Embassy of India in Hungary congratulated Pranesh on his brilliant victory. The embassy said in a social media post, after a thrilling ninth round, Pranesh secured the top spot in one of Central Europe's most competitive Open tournaments. The embassy said that they are incredibly proud to see Indian talent shining so brightly on the global stage. The Madhya Pradesh government has started an initiative to involve central institutions in the state's development. The aim is to make Madhya Pradesh prosperous by 2047. A conclave on contribution of centrally funded institutions for Samridh Madhya Pradesh 2047 will be held in Bhopal today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will inaugurate the conclave at 11 a.m. The main focus will be the One Institute, One Promise initiative. Bihar government has issued notification for the formation of a 5-member special committee to bring comprehensive reforms in the state's examination system. The committee will be headed by a retired Supreme Court judge or a serving or retired High Court judge. The committee will recommend measures to prevent question paper leaks, cheating, malpractice at examination centres, tampering with answer sheets and unauthorised interference in results. The committee will submit its recommendations to the state government within 3 months. Iran has said that vessels from authorized countries transiting the Strait of Hormuz will now be required to pay service fees to Tehran. Iran's National Security Commission Chairperson Ebrahim Rezai said that the fees will cover a wide range of maritime, environmental and logistical provisions. According to a state broadcaster, this comes after the approval of the Article 3 strategic action to ensure the security and progress of the Strait of Hormuz plan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.